Hi, Bruce.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing okay. I got a great package in the mail the other day of books. It's always exciting to get books, and I'm an adult, and these books are for young kids, but they're always fun to play with, and we're going to have a chance to talk about that this morning. We were talking this morning with Liza Baker, who is the Vice President and Executive Editorial Director of Scholastic Books. So you get to see all the books out there that people have created, and they come across your desk, I suppose.
They do. They do. I have the sheer joy of helping create them, and it's my biggest passion. I've been doing this for 23 years here at Scholastic for a number of years.
So let's talk about this. The reason why we get books for young children is to get them interested in reading. It helps with other skills as well, but How do you get kids excited about reading?
Well, I just wanted to start by saying, you know, here at Scholastic, we have this very exciting new campaign. It's called The Story Starts Here. And our goal is really to shine the light on our illustrated books geared to readers from infancy through seven and beyond. You know, we really want to ignite that early love of reading. And for us, that starts on day one, when a child is born. So we have books for readers at every step of their reading journey, starting from, you know, the younger board books and club novelty books through picture books and even older illustrated chapter books. So we have something for every reader and every child.
Well, one of the books that you sent me was called Where's Walrus and Penguin? And I start looking through this and I'm thinking, well, it looks like I'm going to have to look kind of like find Walrus and Penguin in the pictures. And as an adult, it started out getting pretty easy. I found them here in the zoo and it was raining and they started leaving. And then as they worked their way into the town, they kind of started disguising themselves. When I'm reading this with a child, I guess it's kind of an interactive book, right? You get them to kind of point out things. You ask them questions. You, as the adult, supply the words, I guess, to the story.
Absolutely. You know, a parent can tell the story, but what's great about wordless books like Where's Walrus and Penguin is it invites a child to tell the story from the pictures. They're really, quote-unquote, reading the pictures. And, of course, every story is unique, and what's so much fun is each time you come back to it, maybe they change the story a little bit. Maybe you change the story a little bit. But it engages a reader, and this is such a great story because you're really seeking and finding on every page and discovering where walrus and penguin have hilariously hidden themselves in each scene.
Yeah, you have to help out the zookeeper try to find walrus and penguin to kind of bring them back to the zoo. We don't want to give out too much of it. Like any good book, you never want to spoil the ending to it. But you have different ones and then you have another one that really has to do with shapes. So you start introducing different concepts to children with books.
Absolutely. That's a really special book that's called Friend Shape. And it's the story, really, of how friends shape our lives. And it's personified shapes. You've got a rectangle, triangle, square, and circle. And it's a book about friendship, really celebrating the way that friends make us complete and really, you know, enrich our lives. And so this is a perfect book for kids. I would say, you know, 2, 3, 4, and beyond. You know, of course, you can read it in different ways with different readers depending on the age level. But I feel like this is one of those universal stories that really does work even for grown-ups when you want to tell someone, you know, you're my friend.
We're talking this morning with Liza Baker from Scholastic Books. People know this company for many years, whether it's through the schools or able to get access to them. Now with being able to hook up online, they're able to order different books like that. You mentioned how you kind of help create these books. Where do you find the authors and illustrators to bring them together?
You know, authors will oftentimes submit stories that they've written to us, and we decide which one of the best stories. You know, it's challenging to write a great picture book. I equate it with writing poetry. It's really an art form, and we have benefit of working with some of the best people in the industry, the best authors, the best illustrators, and writing for a full range. So I feel very lucky every day coming to work.
What if you have a child who is onto a higher skill of reading? How do you kind of match the books for them so that you're not getting something too mature for them, but yet it still challenges them?
Well, you know, we have a great series that's called Branches. Branches are books for kids that are basically chapter books on training wheels. These are books that are fully illustrated for emerging independent readers, you know, in that first, second, third grade level. And they're high interest topics like Dragon Masters or Spooky Stories, Eerie Elementary. And they're series, so kids can read one and kind of get hooked and then move right on to the next book in the series. And at that particular age, once they're hooked, they want to keep going. They want to live in that universe. And we've got something for each of those readers. And really, that's such a critical point when kids are getting to choose their own books and make their own selections and really kind of, you know, setting them off on the path to being lifelong readers.
For chapter books, especially if it has a series, then you're able to maybe farm it out to other relatives and say, hey, you know, they like this book, maybe you can get it. What if you don't have a child, but you want to buy something for a niece, nephew, or maybe a young person? How do you put yourself in their mindset so you know you're getting something that they would enjoy?
You know, I always recommend that people go to their local bookstores and ask a bookseller or go to their library, ask their librarian. Librarians are just such an asset and a resource. They know how to get the right book into the right child's hands. So I think go to those resources or go to our website, scholastic.com/story-starts-here. Filled with tips and information about books, you know, and ask a child. Kids are so forthcoming about, you know, they love trucks. Get them plenty of books about trucks or dinosaurs, or if they love animals, you know, we have a great book called Frog on a Log. It's written in rhyme. It's hilarious. And that's another thing. Kids love funny books, silly books, fun, you know, playful, lyrical language that, you know, is playful and poetic, and it makes them laugh out loud. So make the reading experience as fun and dynamic as it can be, and have fun reading it aloud. Read it in different voices. You know, channel different characters as you bring a book to life. That's what makes it so dynamic and fun.
Well, Liza, I'm a fan of robots. I love robots. And when I opened up this package of books, the third book that I got here was If You're a Robot and You Know It. And it's done with sort of the robot version of If You're Happy and You Know It. But it's a pop-up book. And these are ones that really kind of take a book to a reading to a whole new level. I love it.
I'm so glad you mentioned this book. This is one of our in-house favorites. Kids love this book. I have three little ones at home, and they just went crazy for this. There's pop-ups on every page. It was engineered because actually people who create pop-ups are called paper engineers. David Carter is one of the preeminent paper engineers. He joined forces with Musical Robot, a preschool musical band out west, and they've created this amazing pop-up book. Playful, you can sing it, you can read it, and there's even a downloadable song that comes with the book. So it's, you know, multi-tiered and multi-dimensional and really delivered.
Oh, I love this book, and I had to go through it the first time because anybody who has a pop-up book knows the first time you have to take extra care to get the arms moving and the legs moving. But my favorite part of this one has to do when it shoots the lasers out of its eyes, and there's these big red lasers that come out of the eye, the sticks, then moves it back and forth as well. So I had a lot of fun reading that book or singing along with it the other day. So I appreciate you sending that along to us.
Oh, I'm so glad. You know, another book I quickly wanted to mention is our Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. It's illustrated by Jim Kay. It's the perfect book to give to families that have kids of multiple ages, and kids love to be read aloud to, not just at those younger ages, but really throughout their lives. We've heard again and again and done extensive studies here at Scholastic to show kids love to be read aloud to throughout their childhood. So right up through, you know, age 15, 14, 16, 17. And, you know, I just wanted to also make note, we have Hanukkah is right around the corner. We've got Clifford celebrates Hanukkah. And of course, Christmas is coming in just a few weeks. We've got The Night Before Christmas, a really fun and clever rendition with really playful illustrations that are modern and fresh and silly.
You can always find special holiday books. I had found an Easter egg book that I had used, and every year I'll bring it out when my daughter was little, and we'd kind of read it. So it sort of becomes a special tradition that books can create.
That's absolutely true, and you're right. Books are a wonderful thing you can come back to again and again, and it becomes a family tradition, which is what we're all about at Scholastic.
And as you get older, they become sort of a little bit of a memory of a time when someone was reading a book to you, or you had the funny time the first time you you kind of saw this character. So it creates a great learning experience. And again, if people want to find out more about some of these books we've talked about today or what's new with Scholastic, where's a good place for them to check out?
Check out scholastic.com/story starts here. We've got great tips. Find out more about our books and lots of information about Scholastic and our mission.
We appreciate your time this morning. Eliza Baker with Scholastics, thanks for sharing it and thanks for sending over the gifts. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bruce. Happy holidays.